It all started from a daddy with two daughters wondering where he could take them, where he could have a little fun with them too.
Welcome to the Disney World is Awesome podcast. I'm TJ.
I'm Ben.
Landon here. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. That's right. Disney World is awesome. It's a statement, also the name of this show. What we do is what we do every week, which is talk Disney World. And usually it's Matt, TJ, myself. It's been Ben a lot lately. We call him sometimes Ben. He's holding to that nickname for now. Should we have him all the time?
I think we
all
could
the
go
time
to,
Ben.
Maybe we go to seasonal Ben.
Ooh.
Because I come in seasons, few weeks here and there.
Listen, you're a fan favorite and we're so glad you're here.
Thank you for
being here.
You said it's been Ben.
It's been Ben.
It's been Ben.
Oh, sure.
Could I just ask?
Some people would say it's Ben Ben.
It's Ben Ben, spelled differently.
I just want to ask real quick. A couple weeks ago, Landon, you said you were committed to not shoveling your driveway for the entire winter. How's that going?
I never did. My wife did once, which doesn't make me look great to my neighbors. It doesn't look great when my wife is like, can I mow today? I haven't got any exercise. I'll go mow. And it's like, yes, but then I get texts from neighbors. Oh, you're making your wife mow. But she likes to do it. And same with shuffling.
When you say texts from neighbors, you mean TJ and Matt.
Yes. Yeah. Those guys. You bum. Get off the couch and go mow your yard.
Warranted.
But today it's
sunny.
There are
four of us. We have four people with us today.
On this beautiful sunny day. We have four of us. Matt's not here, but we have a special guest.
Special guest. You got to let me start the harmony and then you join.
Oh, I see what we're doing. Okay.
So like, for instance, hello.
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 Yes.
And that is Chris.
Hi, Chris.
What is up, everybody?
Long story short, or short story long. The four of us used to work together in a capacity. And now Chris has been brought to us by Ben, but not really, because we're also friends with Chris.
Brought to us by all of us.
Yeah.
And the listeners are probably like, well, why do we care about Chris?
Why would you ever care about me?
We'll give you 15 reasons right now.
Number one.
This is the episode.
Before we hear from Chris, let's talk about him for 20 minutes.
All right.
Chris, why do you hate Disney World?
Man, I'll tell you 15 reasons why.
That's my bit.
Is it?
Kind of. But here's why Chris is here today.
More context.
Recently took his family of six to Walt Disney World for the first time ever.
First time.
For the first time in forever.
Now.
This is the worst band you've been a part of.
Matt is so glad he's not right. Matt's in his truck right now listening to this episode, and he's turned us off.
Yeah.
This has got to be hard because Chris is an actual legitimate musician, and we're doing this over here, and it's got to be pretty cringy. But
well, and we're
be,
not mocking.
Legitimate is a stretch, I would say. That's for sure.
It's not.
Chris is a songwriter, professional singer-songwriter, musician, who, was this your first time to Disney World?
It was my first time since I was probably 10 years old.
Perfect.
Yep.
So definitely first time as a parent.
Yep. My wife's first time since, she was 10. First time as a parent.
Did you guys go together?
We did. We took separate flights there, but just kidding. No, we didn't.
So, and question, ages of your kids along with genders, please.
That's right. So our daughter is the oldest. She's 8. And then we have 3 boys.
Nice.
6, 4, 2.
That's a lot of little men in your house.
It was a lot of little men.
What motivated the trip since you haven't gone as a family before? What happened there?
What motivated? I mean, I think in the back of our minds, we always knew we wanted to go to Disney. And it was just a matter of when. When you have 4 kids and you're just like, what's the right age? How do we do it? And then, you have friends in your life that go and you're like, we need the happiness that they are experiencing in our lives.
And so, you don't only have friends that go. You have obsessive friends.
Sorry about that.
That go.
Obsessive friends that are around me right now. And, I think,
I mean, you guys are world travelers.
Yeah, world travelers.
You get around with your family,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, we've done like the Arizona thing a few times, and we just felt like it was time.
National national travelers.
Correction.
Yeah, we're national. Yeah,
I was travelers. Like, oh, I didn't know this.
Yeah, we've gone to Arizona twice.
Seen the world.
You really put it's him really in a bad far. Corner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've seen all the continents.
Oh. Yeah, we've driven up to Duluth a few times. It's been quite the adventure.
Wow. I thought I missed the whole thing there. I'm right. Like, wait, do you guys travel the world?
Yeah.
I did not
yep,
know
we
that.
Travel the world.
Well, hopefully they did in Epcot.
Yeah,
they saw some things.
Well.
So
when did you go? When was this?
We went in February, first week of February of this year, 2024.
So a few months ago, but this wasn't like a spur of the moment trip. This was years in the making.
No,
because I remember you and I decades. First talked about it.
Yeah.
Handful of years ago.
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal with me is I'm a planner. I love to just soak in the knowledge and the wisdom of people around me.
You came to the right place.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And so I love to prepare. So I step into things that seem daunting that I just feel a little more comfortable.
You know, it is kind of funny. For as much as we talk about Disney World, it is daunting for people
absolutely.
To go. Mm-hmm. We don't think about that because we are experts, not experts. Right.
But yeah. we're thinking about it all the time. We're talking about it all the time. And for someone who has never looked at a map, they don't know how many parks there are, et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera. It can be really intimidating.
Yep. And so, over a year ago, a year and some change before the trip is when we booked it.
Yeah. And that's right. You've had it booked for a while.
Yeah, we had it booked for over a year, which was the move because you can pay as you go. You don't have to pay it all right up front.
If you book through
Disney.
And so we had over a year to gradually pay for it, which was great.
That's awesome.
Yep.
And I hope I'm not
installments. 12 easy installments.
Interest free.
And did you use Haley?
I sure did. My goodness.
He used our planner.
Happily ever, Haley. Travel.
I was out on that one. Sorry, guys.
On Instagram.
I mean, she was amazing.
She took care of you.
Yep. I would recommend Haley to everyone and anyone.
She's pretty great. On top of it.
So she got you all booked. Your trip was fascinating for us because to us, this felt like we're going to go down once, and maybe that is the case. We're going to go down once.
Survive.
Our assumption is anytime anybody goes for the first time, it's going to be chaos. You're going to come back a little stressed about it. But we were getting like text updates. Ben's getting polo updates. And so we were fascinated with like, oh man, Chris is, I think he gets it. I think he's getting it. He's kind of working Genie Plus. And so give us the specs though. What are the specs? How long were you there? Where did you stay?
The specs, we got there. Park days? Yep, we got there on Sunday, went from Sunday to Friday. We did 3 park days. We hit Magic Kingdom, da-dun, Hollywood Studios, da-dun, Animal Kingdom.
Da-dun.
So you didn't do...
He didn't travel the world.
I actually didn't travel the world.
How was France?
Yeah, that's right.
Working up to it.
Yeah, working up to it someday.
Which, okay, hearing the ages of his kids, I'm okay with that. I'm okay that they did not go to Epcot.
So you had one resort day or two?
We did. Well, so we got there pretty early on the Sunday.
Where did you get to?
We got to Art of Animation.
Yes. Oh, great.
And none of us have stayed there before? Is that
never.
True?
Oh, this is great.
Amazing.
Give us.
Oh, man.
What was it like?
Well, I mean, first things first, it was so slick. You know, we paid a little bit extra to have like the shuttle service pick us up at the airport.
Installments. Which was, well, you paid in installments.
That's right. And it was just, I don't know, it was so smooth. The little things that you can do as a family to alleviate the stress of traveling with 4 young children.
Yeah.
It just goes a long way in the grand scheme of things. Yes. And so like, we got picked up, didn't have to think about rental car, didn't have to think about car seats, didn't have to think about all that.
You just hopped in a happy bus. Yeah,
that's right. And that bus just rolled us right up to Art of Animation.
First impressions.
I mean, you step into that hotel and it's like...
It's a resort.
Yeah, it's a resort. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. What an amateur here.
Motel.
Beautiful motel.
The motel of animation.
Probably more like it.
Oh, I walked into Nemo's motel. There I was. No, but it's amazing. I mean, our kids love to draw. And so when we first saw the Art of Animation lobby, it's filled with drawings. And our kids were just mesmerized from the second. I mean, I was. I was mesmerized as I walked in there. I was shocked at, it was like my first time going as well, which was really cool.
Were you already starting to feel the kid in you come out a little bit at that point?
I was. And I think leading up to the trip, I just mentally got myself in this spot of like, okay, this is going to be a different type of trip than other trips. Like I need to get into kind of a mindset. And I learned that from like talking with people beforehand. Just like, I think leading up to a Disney trip, the best thing I did for my life is find myself a guide. My modern day Gandalf.
Wow.
Is that
we
Disney?
Need a, we need a Disney reference.
Yeah,
we
no,
need
to help yeah. us out. Should I go back?
Your modern day.
Like a Mufasa.
Like a genie.
Well,
like
Merlin, you know, Sword in the Stone.
Wow. That's too old.
That's the first time we've ever referenced that movie.
We've never referenced that movie.
I actually have only seen. I don't even remember seeing Sword in the Stone.
I do.
Anyways, yeah. I found my modern day Merlin in Ben. Hmm. Ben was my modern day.
As
Merlin,
he should like, be to all of us.
That's right.
I was his unofficial guy.
Landon would be more like
Timon.
Yeah.
Like kind of helpful, but not really.
Which you were helpful. You were. You got me connected to Haley, and so that was a game changer.
Great.
Yep.
You knew who to point to.
So anyways, we walked into this trip. I felt so like, I don't know, resourced and ready to go because Ben just like answered every and all questions. And so if you can find your Ben.
Find your Ben.
Good tip. There's tip number one. Yep. It was so fun following along. So Chris and I just Marco Polo'd a bit throughout his trip. And what was fun is I was there not too long before him. So I was just sending him videos, trying to get him amped up because that's what we do here on the podcast. And I think he enjoyed that. And then it was fun because right after we flipped and he went down there and was giving me just little tidbits and check-ins. And it was super fun talking with him.
Any way we can subscribe to that chat? I'd love to watch all that back.
I mean, it was masterful. We didn't just Marco a bit. We Marco'd.
The week leading up to Chris's trip is constant communication.
Mm-hmm. You should download all those videos. Make those available to the listeners.
It's actually a great idea.
Sometimes Ben on Instagram.
Sometimes Ben.
And then what?
Yeah, then what happened?
Can I just... I wasn't there, but... Oh. I just mentioned, like, pulling up to Art of Animation is so great because... Every resort's different, but that one in particular, we're at Disney World because you just see those big iconic
figures.
How
exciting. I can see you and your family walking into the lobby, rolling your suitcases in, and then just like head tilted up, looking around. There's always that family that's just like mesmerized. It's all of us, really. It's all of us. Did you notice the smell? Did it smell good in there? It
smelled great in there.
Good.
And did you know that's a thing, Chris? Lobby smells?
I actually don't know if I knew, but I felt captivated the second I walked in.
It worked.
They're actually drugging you a little bit.
Yeah, I'm cool with. Yeah. You know, all of us need that sometimes.
It's
called happiness.
So, okay. So did you get Genie Plus for all 3 days?
Yeah, we did.
Good.
So that was a thing, you know, Ben. I mean, I was basically like, looking at the app for a week straight.
Right. You got to learn. You got to learn your way around it.
Yep. Yeah. And here's the thing is like the more time you spend preparing, I think the more in the moment you can just relax and you can enjoy it.
Yep.
And
that's point number two.
That's right. Point number two.
He's bringing some hot points.
Oh man.
Find your Ben and enjoy the app.
That's right.
No, that's not quite what he said.
I mean, to this day, I still have it on my phone.
Do you check wait times 2 months later?
I look at wait times and I just...
Yeah, so you're good. One of us now.
Yeah, it's over. I mean, this trip ruined me.
Yeah.
I mean, I was emailing, looking at trips for next year already.
Oh, man. And,
you know, it's not going to happen, unfortunately. But
well, that's probably
I mean,
true.
We'll see.
I've said the same thing before.
Yeah.
it always happens.
So, yeah, we did Genie Plus
and every part. When throughout the trip did you think... Did the nerves go away? Because you go in and you're like, okay, how does this work when I'm actually doing?
Yeah.
But then when you actually were like, I know what I'm doing now. Was it day one or was it like day three?
Well, I think it was day one. There was a moment.
Great.
You know, we walked in and Ben kind of walked me through like, hey, here's just an idea. It was always framed with, hey, here's just an idea. Don't have to do it this way.
It's not very pushy.
But he kind of suggested how we should go about rope drop and and some things that we can do as a family. And so basically Magic Kingdom was our first park.
Great.
First day. And our kids, here's what you need to know about our family. We're big Minnesota State Fair people.
That's right.
We hit the Minnesota State Fair.
We're the crazy fair people.
Yep, we are the crazy fair
people.
Multiple
times a year.
Multiple times.
Minnesota State Fair is just not your average state fair.
That is true.
And that is like a Magic Kingdom on a busy day every day.
Yes.
So when I see videos of like, oh, look how crowded Magic Kingdom is today. It's like, well, that looks like the fair.
And the fair runs for 10 days, late August to Labor Day.
Yep.
And you guys are there how many days per year?
2 to 3 times at least.
Insanity.
So you're and we buy our tickets well in advance because, yeah, I won't go into
and you
have this. This isn't a state fair podcast.
This is not the Minnesota Great Get Together podcast.
But here's what I keep telling people is that Disney World is basically the state fair on super steroids.
Sure.
And so, like, if your kids can last, like, we hit the fair for like 13 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
No pool breaks.
No pool breaks. If your kids can do something like that, Disney is like made for them.
So you've trained your kids.
We unknowingly trained our kids.
Unintentionally seasoned them.
Did you have one double stroller?
One double stroller.
Okay.
Yep.
And
but your 8-year-old here at this point, I mean, she's used to 20,000 steps a day.
Yep. I mean, she
could do this.
Yeah, we walked a lot. And so we had a plan going in to have a plan, but be flexible.
Be flexible.
That's point number three.
Boom.
Point number three.
And so
have
enjoy
the app. Have a plan. Be flexible.
Stretch a lot too.
Yeah.
Because if are we going into day one right now? Are you taking us there?
Take us. Well, whatever you guys want to do.
Okay. So you get to Art of Animation. You did some swimming.
I
want to
tell this story about Art of Animation.
Let's hear it.
Because it was like one of the most impactful moments for us. I think this trip was really meaningful, and for our 8 and 6-year-old especially, they're going to remember it.
Perfect
it was awesome.
Ages.
Yep. And although our 4 and 2-year-olds are not going to remember it, we're going to remember them experiencing it. Yep.
It's for you.
Yeah, it's for us.
You got the pics, the videos, the memories.
Yep. And so super smooth checking into Art of Animation. It's just wow. It is totally Disney, right? And then the person who checked us in, she took the time to walk us out to the pool.
Wow.
And so there's this moment at Art of Animation where these doors open up, and she said she was holding my 2 kids' hands, and she said, "Close your eyes."
Wait, the cast members doing this
with
you?
The cast members doing this.
I've never heard of this happening before.
And she walked us from the front desk all the way to these doors, and she said, "Close your eyes." And we walk out, and she says, "Open them." And they open up their eyes, and it is this massive, beautiful pool, and our kids' eyes just light up. And me and my wife, we're like almost crying. Like, this is beautiful. Like, who is this woman who's taking this time to just walk her kids out and have this moment with them that they're never going to forget?
Disney magic.
And so right then and there, we're like, okay, it's over. Take all of our money.
Absolutely. We've all been there. We all have that moment.
Yeah. And so that was pretty, because at Art of Animation, you walk out to this amazing pool that is just huge. Finding Nemo just everywhere. Massive turtles. I mean, it's Disney to the mm-hmm. max, I would say.
And what area were you staying in?
We were in the Finding Nemo building.
So kind of by the pool.
Yep, and that was the other thing with Haley is like we had everything booked, but she was still along the way looking for ways to make our experience better. And so like she like emailed us like, hey, I could actually get you a different room for the exact same price.
Like a room request kind of a thing?
Yeah, all the things.
Nice.
And so,
she got you like a preferred room or something closer to the pool.
Yep, exactly.
Nice.
And so that was just like right off the bat, we were like, this is wild.
Cast member pixie dust.
Yeah.
That person actually doesn't exist.
Yeah, she doesn't.
It's part of the Disney experience.
Right.
It actually didn't happen.
No, it actually didn't happen. That was actually me who did that.
And if I remember right, I love that we're still on travel day here, but you had some time. And so we were maybe talking about some options for you. Maybe we were texting, I don't remember. But one of the first Marco Polos I got from you was you and your family on the Skyliner.
Yep, that's right. Yep, so right at Art Animation, the Skyliner is right there. And so we jumped on it, went up to the Royal Caribbean.
Caribbean, there you go.
Yep, there you go.
The Royal Caribbean? That's a cruise line.
Is it? What is it called?
Caribbean Beach.
So you went to the Caribbean Beach
Resort. Yeah, sorry, okay. There we go.
Yeah.
It's been a hot minute.
I was just going to go with it. I'm like, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Caribbean, sure.
Caribbean Beach
it's
Resort.
It's like we're so used to Matt saying random.
Yeah.
It doesn't phase. Yeah.
That's right. Because you can go and hang out at any of the resorts.
Hopped on the gondola. Yep. Hopped on the gondola ride and
gondola floated towards Disney World.
floated towards Disney World. Oh, that was a nice little Irish.
So did you go you want to hear my Irish? Hey, top of the morning to you.
That's pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, decent.
So you went to Caribbean Beach Resort. Did you play on the beach?
We did. Great. And it was like slightly chilly, and so nobody was out there. And our kids just got to play in the sand, and our kids love to be outside. And so it was, yeah, so we did that first day and just chilled.
Sounds like a perfect first day / travel day.
It was. It went really well.
I'm curious to know now, what did Ben tell you to rope drop, and what did you rope drop?
That's a great question.
At Magic Kingdom.
Yep. So
I didn't tell him to do anything. It was just an idea.
Okay. So Monday is your first full day, park day. Are we going to the Magic Kingdom on his first day?
Yeah.
Is that where we're going? Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. We went to Magic Kingdom on our first day. I'm just checking wait times right now just to see what's happening.
He's like, live wait times?
We're on your time here, Chris.
Yeah, that's right. Ben had this great idea of, hey, when you get.
Quit complimenting Ben.
Yeah.
This is getting a little out of hand.
I mean, I can't tell you. I mean, yeah. Ben and I had plenty of moments of me just being like, thank you.
It's great. I'm just over here laughing because I know where this is going.
Okay.
And you guys probably know where it's going to.
Right. He basically was like, hey, so when you first get to Magic Kingdom.
I know where.
Everyone's going to be.
I'm in.
Yeah. Here's the deal.
He's got four kids.
Yeah. Four kids, little kids. And he was like, everyone, when that rope drops, they're going to be going to the big rides. Yep. They're going to be going to the hot commodities. I had already gotten Genie Plus that morning, 7 a.m.
For
Peter Pan.
Great. Yep. Good move.
And that was Ben. Yep.
Did Ben do it?
Yep.
I didn't do anything.
Again, this is where a guide is so important.
He's
is
puppeteering,
that,
though. It's not. It's less of a guide. It's more puppeteering.
Yeah, that's true.
Did he roll over and wake you up that morning?
I gave him a good morning call.
Yeah, I evolved as the trip went on.
Who's rubbing my back? Oh, hey, Ben. Good morning.
I sang When You Wish Upon a Star.
That's right. It was so moving. I was in tears, actually. Wow, that would be
Chris's wife. honey,
there's a man in
this
our
other
room.
Man
Can
in
you
our
tell
room.
Tell us bedtime stories.
When I wish upon a star. Oh, yeah. So basically, rope drop. We headed straight back to Fantasyland.
Of course, you did.
Right, and then we went straight back to the Barnstormer.
Rope drop Barnstormer. Pro move.
And we were able to hit Barnstormer right away twice in a row without any lines.
And how were your kids feeling at that point?
And they were pumped.
Take it easier. Jeez,
always. I'm just driving.
And then how did they feel?
How did that make you feel?
Yeah. So then we were able to just kind of hit within the first half hour. Or even 45 minutes, we were able to hit Barnstormer twice, went over to Dumbo. And my 2-year-old on Dumbo, that was the thing that actually shocked me, is with little kids, I thought we were going to be doing a lot of things not together throughout the whole time. And I was just shocked at how many things we could all do as a family together, which was killer. So if you're out there and you have young kids, you can do a lot of things together.
Point number five.
Yeah, that's right.
Have a Ben. No, just
I actually came home from this trip determined to help families with young kids like realize that they can do it. Like, and that they don't need to be afraid.
This is where Chris announces his podcast.
Disney World is even more awesome than you could imagine.
So even though we give Ben some grief on this, this is a good tip for families with young kids, because the last thing you want to do is get to the park and then not do anything for an hour and a half.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're waiting in line or stuck somewhere. So
yeah,
this is good.
Yep.
Especially with the Barnstormer is like a 27-second ride.
Yep.
And if you wait more than 5-10 minutes, it's like, I can't believe we waited for that short of a ride. But if you don't wait, it's a great ride, especially if you can flip and do it twice like you guys did.
That's right.
Yeah. Don't wait 40 minutes for it.
Yeah.
So you did Dumbo. Did you sneak in like Winnie the Pooh or Little Mermaid while you were
up
there?
Yeah, so we did Dumbo, and then we went to the teacups. We did that. And then we went right to Winnie the Pooh because there was a short wait.
Beautiful.
It was like a 10-minute wait at that point.
That's great.
And that was right before we had our Peter Pan. So after Winnie the Pooh, we had a little bit of a break.
Well, just a pause moment here. Chris took this trip over 2 months ago.
And he is sitting just, here yeah. recalling his morning without he's not looking at notes no, or anything no. right now.
I mean, when something changes your life, you remember it.
Man, it did change
my life.
He
sounds like a vet right now.
He's been going over this the last, you know, every day, every year. He just totally. Thinks, oh, gosh, and then we need the pool.
Yeah.
I'd be the same way.
Yeah. And I was just shocked again at how many rides we could do together. But after that, we went to Gaston's.
Yes.
And got ourselves a nice cinnamon roll.
Yes.
Nice. Rate the cinnamon roll.
I actually only got to have one bite of it.
Wait, did you get one for all six of you?
Yeah, we did.
Which wow. I think that's that? Okay. They're huge.
They're big, but
they are huge. And also, here's the thing, and we can get into this at some point, but our family is mainly like gluten-free, dairy-free.
It's a big splurge.
Yeah, when we splurge, yeah, you know, we try and take it in small doses. But it was amazing. I loved every second of that cinnamon roll bite.
So you're back in Fantasyland.
Yep. And so we just hit Fantasyland pretty hard.
Did you do the carousel or
we didn't
small
do the
world
carousel? Or? We didn't do It's a Small World.
Good job.
When really was your well Peter played. Pan?
Hold on.
Lightning Lane.
It was pretty much right after that. So we got a cinnamon roll. We had a little bit of time, and then we hit up Peter Pan. And
what a great start to the day.
It's solid. A good, really good start.
Yeah, my six-year-old was like, what if I just jumped out of this thing? Like, as we were on the ride. Right. Peter Pan.
Ask Landon. We're like, ask Landon. He can tell
I
you.
Actually did that once.
You did?
I dropped Peter. My sunglasses. It wasn't Peter Pan. Okay. Did you guys ever make it over to Tomorrowland for the Buzz Lightyear
Space Ranger?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I did at the end of the ride. Jump off to grab my sunglasses, which had fell, and the ride stopped. The lights came on.
Amazing.
And magically, I was not escorted out of the park.
That's incredible.
That's definitely banned from the park worthy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
That's your
Disney. Even afterwards, I think it took years for you guys to put that in my head that it was, you're like, you shouldn't have done that.
And so you still don't believe
that. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. That was your Disney magic that you got on that trip was not getting kicked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My kids were so mad at me.
So you pretty much covered Fantasyland. Is it lunchtime now or are you going off to do more rides?
I mean, here's the other thing. Because we kind of have some like restrictions in our diet or whatever, we didn't spend a lot of time, like we eat on the go a lot. So it's like we packed lunches, we packed snacks, and we're just used to, our kids are just used to like eating on the go. And so I feel like we were able to hit a lot of stuff because of that. Like we actually didn't, have like a meal at Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
Which saved you a good $400.
That's probably. Right. Yeah, exactly.
In installments. True.
So yeah, it was a lot of like we just kept going and going. And
what
going.
Was?
Tell us what you did.
Yeah, Adventureland. Did you go hit Pirates and Jungle Cruise? Okay,
so we
spots?
Did Jungle Cruise later on in the night. We actually did Jungle Cruise at nighttime, which
fun.
Was pretty cool.
Ooh, real fun.
One of the most. I mean, not. It's not like I regretted going on the ride, but the Tomorrowland Speedway was kind of like, this doesn't feel like a Disney ride.
Yes.
Yeah. Like it doesn't feel like it's supposed to be there. So and, this, the, but and it's this, a classic,
I
right?
would like to announce Chris as a full-time member of this podcast after that statement.
But
well
here's,
said.
But what I loved about it is I like my daughter, you know, we had this moment of like, is this what it's going to be like when you're 16 years old? And, you know, because she was driving.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's definitely one of the, like, it's outdated now, for sure.
It's not the cars of the future anymore.
Well, which, Landon's update, Disneyland's version of that, they're moving to potentially electric vehicles.
What's it called?
Potentially. Autopia. Yeah.
Which one?
It seems better.
Yeah. So basically, and that's also the only ride where it's how fast you get through the line is dependent on the people who are in the ride, how fast they go.
Oh.
So it's like if there was a guy in front of me going like 5 miles an hour the whole time.
You just want to.
And so it took.
You're riding his tail.
It took like 10 minutes to get through it.
They
got to
put horns on those.
Another reason why that ride just is.
Did you guys do, what about like Frontierland? Did you get back and get on Big Thunder Mountain?
We did. We did Big Thunder Mountain.
So who didn't do that ride?
So the only people who didn't do it was my 2-year-old and my wife.
Okay.
I was able to take my 4, 6, and 8-year-old.
You learned something about your kids on this trip.
Yeah, I mean, there was cool moments for all my kids on this trip. Like, one being our 4-year-old, who's a little bit of, like, a nervous Nelly at times, finding, like, confidence. Like, it was, like,
going on rides, he was like, I can do anything. And that, you know, we did like the We did the dinosaur ride at
Animal Kingdom.
Yeah. And he was like, I'm never going to be afraid of anything.
That's amazing.
And then my son, my six-year-old, found out that he is wild about roller coasters.
On this trip,
he would, every time he got into a coaster, his hands would go up.
Yes.
And he would just have the time of his life. And he, every coaster, he would say, I wish I could do that by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like he just wanted, so he was just wild about
So did he like Space Mountain?
Yep. So we did the coasters. Yeah, we did Space Mountain.
Seven Dwarfs?
We didn't. That is the one ride that I think because it was our first day and we didn't know what they were going to think of coasters, I didn't prioritize that one.
Yeah.
And so I think.
You weren't going to buy it and not knowing if they wanted
right,
to do
exactly.
it.
Right, exactly. And so that's why we didn't do Lightning Lane for that. But yeah, but then we just kind of hit, I mean.
Well, give us a, there's a little story with the parade, Haunted Mansion.
Oh yeah, the parade.
Ben's like, don't you remember when?
let me tell this.
Yeah, exactly. So there was a moment. So that's why I said on day one is when I kind of felt like I hit a stride a little bit. Like we're hitting all this stuff. Do the Aladdin ride, do Space Mountain. We did Monsters, Inc. We did all this, you know, different stuff. And the parade is happening, which was amazing. It was one of the best parts of the trip, honestly. Our kids loved it. But I had this moment where I was like, okay, the parade's happening right now. We're right next to Haunted Mansion. When this parade kind of goes this way, people are kind of be still distracted by the parade. They're not going to be thinking about going to a ride right now. So I'm like, Haunted Mansion lines are going to be shorter.
He's getting savvy on day one at this moment.
And so I was like, okay, so after the parade gets past us, we're booking it to Haunted Mansion. Because it was like right before that, it was like a 60-minute wait.
Yeah.
And we didn't have Lightning Lane for that. And so the parade ends and then we just book it. And the kids get in line and it was like 20-minute wait. Sure enough.
He's for sure going back to Disney.
He's acting like he's been there 50 times.
Seriously. You are like, we've had other first-timers on.
Yeah.
You don't sound like a first-timer. Have you been on a podcast before?
No.
Isn't his voice is buttery? Again, he's
a musician.
Professional musician.
Hello.
Hello.
So dumb. Matt would have left. He would have left at that moment. He would have left out the
door. I don't even know Matt, and I know he would have left.
He's staring at us through the window, guys.
Yeah, oh, no. There he is. Hey.
His arms are crossed.
Okay, this is great. Okay, I'm not trying to rush us here. Did you take in the Happily Ever After show?
We sure did.
Yes.
Yep. And
I already have goosebumps. Why do I have goosebumps?
Yeah. And I mean, there was nothing. That was the most magical part of it. I mean, it was a little. It was raining.
Okay.
So it started raining. So when we first got there in the morning, it was raining.
Okay.
But then it was the perfect day where like we were wearing sweatshirts all day.
Overcast a little bit.
Yep. And great. It wasn't too hot.
No sunburns.
It was great. I love a good hoodie, you know.
Sure.
I had my Mickey Mouse hoodie on and it was great.
Yep.
So yeah, we got to basically the front of the castle and we just chilled for a little bit and we just had just front row seats to the castle.
Aren't the projections on the castle mind-blowing?
Next level. And then, like, the monologue, the narration that happens.
The music.
And I'm like, it's like a picture-perfect moment. I'm literally, like, holding one of my children while this is happening.
Yes.
And you're just, like, thinking about them being 30, and you're like, please never let this moment end.
That's where your head went.
Yep, that's where our head went. And so that was...
Did it also tap into your childhood a little bit with the music and the...
Yes, you know. 100%. It was so nostalgic, and I don't remember doing that as a kid, actually. And of course, it probably wasn't the same, you know, level of
that technology didn't exist.
So we did that, and then again, Ben,
sorry, tucked guys. You in at night.
Yeah, he did.
he was there to tuck you in.
They call that the good night kissing.
What did Ben do?
Well, he was like, hey, so after Happily Ever After happens, there's going to be a huge rush to get out of the park. Their kids are going to be, you know, cranky, rightfully so. And he's like, but if you have a little bit left in you, you're already going to have to wait in lines. Stick around.
Yes.
and try and get a few more rides in.
Definitely.
So
good job, Ben. Or yeah. Should we call you Merlin?
Merlin.
Merlin.
Merlin. Hey, Lynn. Lynn. We should just call you Lynn.
We should get you one of those hats, the sorcerer hats.
That's a great idea.
Sure.
And so we, after that, we went straight back to the Barnstormer again.
Oh,
where the day began.
You basically
bookended with Barnstormer.
And we went on Barnstormer.
How many
Five times in a row.
No way.
No lines. We just went.
Did they make you get off of the coaster?
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
And maybe I could have asked if we could just stick around, but whatever.
Protocol.
Yeah. And it was just so wonderful.
Is your two-year-old able to ride that too?
Yep.
Really?
Wow. Okay. Oh, no. Sorry. Not the two-year-old. Oh. Nope. The four-year-old. Sometimes my four-year-old acts like a two-year-old. Sure. So that's where we're at.
Wait, mixed up. Yeah. Say it again. How many times did you go on in a row?
Five times.
Wow. So did you swap out with your wife a couple times?
Yep. My wife went on a few times, and
that's so fun.
It was so fun, and we ended. Yeah, that's how we ended the night.
What's fun about that too is your oldest can like she still enjoyed it. She wasn't too old for the Barnstormer.
No, she. I mean, that one is so fast, actually, for how short it is. Like,
yeah, it goes. It'll make you.
Yeah,
you feel giggle. It a little bit. Yeah.
That is so great because especially if you're going to Art of Animation after and you go out with the crowd. Now you're in this huge bus line.
Yeah.
And when you could be knocking five. Did you do any other rides after Barnstormer?
No, we didn't. We kind of just stuck to that.
Did you end up on People Mover at all?
We did. We did People Mover. We did the Buzz. We didn't do the Astro Orbiter.
It's okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's totally fine.
It's dangerous.
And we did. I mean, we did it. We did a lot. We really
did. You probably hit about everything. Mickey's Philhar Magic.
Tom Sawyer's Island.
Yep, we did. We didn't do Tom Sawyer's Island.
That's fine.
That's fine too.
What about Space Mountain? Did you take your older?
Yep, we did Space Mountain. And that was actually probably our longest wait, even though we had Lightning.
Oh, interesting.
It was like one of the coasters was down.
Got it.
It took a while.
Did you eat Dole Whip?
We did eat Dole Whip.
That was everything.
Oh my gosh. The Dole Whip was so good.
Did you bring your Dole Whip into the Tiki Room?
No.
Okay.
Right.
We don't even do that. Usually.
Hall of Presidents?
Yeah.
Probably not.
No, we didn't do Hall of Presidents. We did.
He said he did everything.
Mermaid. I mean, one of my favorites though was the Monsters Inc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Laugh Floor.
The improv. is so impressive.
At first I was like, oh, this is just a canned bit, and then they start talking,
picking on the crowd.
Yes. I was like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah. They're genius.
That
comedians.
Is a hidden gem.
Yeah.
That you usually don't have to wait too long for, and I've never left there unhappy.
Yeah, no.
So aside from that, what was your other, like you personally, your favorite thing at the Magic Kingdom?
I mean, going on the coasters with my kids was pretty next level. Buzz Lightyear was also fun.
Seeing them enjoy those things for the first time.
Yeah, I don't know. I just felt like it was one of the most joyful like trips I've ever been on. I kind of just got into this mindset of like, man, I'm just going to have fun. I'm just going to dive all in, not worry too much about the details, but just like, and that's like a stretch for me, you know, as a parent with young kids, like, you know, you want to have structure and all that kind of stuff. And
was there ever a moment on this day where you were like, this is only my first day?
Yeah. I mean, cause we were hitting so much stuff. That yeah, I couldn't believe that we had more days to go. So
next day,
Ben tucks you in. Ben wakes you up in the morning. Makes you some coffee.
Was it a park day the next day?
Next day was a pool day.
Perfect. Good, well timed.
That's right.
Yeah, I like this.
Love that.
It's good.
Which was such a win, especially like Magic Kingdom being your first one, which I think was a good call.
Was
like,
that a Ben tip?
It was a Ben tip.
Of course it was.
I mean, and here's the thing. I knew that I wasn't the expert. So, like, I wanted to just, like, not act like I was like, oh, I know Ben said that, but I'm not going to listen to him. It's like, I just wanted to just.
Wait, why'd you look at me when he said that?
That was point number six.
Point number six.
Not an expert.
Point number one. Find a Ben.
Stop.
Okay.
Or a Merlin.
Or a Merlin.
Merlin.
How many cannonballs did you do in the pool?
I did so many. It was outrageous.
Did you stay at Art of Animation that day?
Yep, we did.
Didn't venture off?
We didn't do much venturing off. We really just hung at the hotel.
Did you ever make your way over to Pop Century? which is basically a clone.
Well, we did. I mean, that's, you know, for day four, we made it over to Pop Century because the line to the Skyliner was all the way into Pop Century.
That's why you were over there.
Yes, like the day we went to Hollywood Studios, we went to the Skyliner and the line just kept
going.
Forced into Pop Century.
Yeah, exactly. And then we did walk around it a little bit at some point.
Did you feel, yeah. No.
So, yeah, okay, I want to get anything else from rest day?
It was just solid.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
When was your first time getting the gluten-free pizza at
My gosh. Yep, so basically my wife and I got into a routine of every night after the kids would go to bed, I would go to the food area and I would get a gluten-free pizza for us.
Love it.
And I would just have some decompression time. I would order the pizza and then I would just sit on the patio. Usually Marco Ben.
It's usually when I'd get a Marco Polo.
Where I'd recap the day.
Can't wait to watch.
And I would just chill. And then my wife and I would just, because we were in one of the suites where you kind of had your separate room, which I would highly recommend for parents if you can just.
So you did there's a family suite at Art of Animation.
Yep.
That can sleep six.
Yep. You have a.
Hot tip.
Yep. You have a hide a bed. You have a Murphy bed. And then we were able to put like our pack and play just in the bathroom.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Why not?
And then so my wife and I were able to just stay up and watch HGTV and eat gluten-free pizza. And
you loved that pizza.
I loved that pizza.
It's the first time HGTV has made its way into our podcast.
That's right. Yeah, are we going to have to pay royalties for that? Probably.
They pay us.
Yeah, we get flagged all the time. Right.
Which, by the way, our Facebook page has been down for quite some time.
Yeah.
We apologize to our followers.
We're sorry. Find us on Instagram.
Yep.
Where they care a little bit less about copyright.
So the gluten-free pizza at Art of Animation was just like, we couldn't believe that there was great gluten-free things there. And
And maybe you found this throughout your trip. If you did eat out a little bit, Disney does a really good job at every single restaurant where you have options for allergies and gluten-free stuff.
100%. And it's really good. So if you're out there and you're gluten-free, dairy-free, the food is still really great. Like we got at Hollywood Studios, we got chicken fingers for all of our kids, which also I was shocked at how not expensive those restaurants
were. Quick service.
The quick service.
It's not that bad.
Right.
Sure.
But I was amazed at it. We ordered the food and I went up to grab it and I could see my food. And I was like, oh, that's my food. And they're like, oh, we actually need to get a handler to come in and grab your food. So that
to make sure there's no
crossover or cross contamination.
Wow.
So I was like, although my kids aren't going to die if they have gluten.
Yeah.
I felt so cared about and loved. So this guy comes in with just like fresh gloves. And he's like, okay, where is it? He was on a mission, and then he handed it to me, and he just like...
He said, close your eyes.
That's right.
Now open them, and there's chicken fingers in front of you.
Yep. And so that was really cool. They're so thoughtful with everything that they do, and felt cared for in that way.
It's pretty cool when there are hundreds of thousands of people walking through the park every day, too.
Yes. They care about one person.
And then what did you do?
All right. So we're going to day two now?
Well, yeah, day two.
That was Tuesday. Tuesday was resort day?
Tuesday, yep.
Or day three.
Let's go to Wednesday.
Day three was Animal Kingdom.
Great.
Okay.
Yep. And right away.
I'll sit this one out, guys.
He's not a big Animal Kingdom.
No, I like
even
it. I love it.
Recently, you have made your way there. Like, he would go over and over again and then, switch his day that morning.
Because TJ.
Not going there.
He hadn't been on Expedition Everest for the longest time.
Oh my gosh.
And then just recently hit it a lot of times.
Yeah, it's a great park.
Yeah.
So tell us about it.
I mean, Animal Kingdom was the one that was actually from a kid that was strongest in my mind. Like remembering the Tree of Life and you walk in, oh my goodness, this is amazing. And our kids love animals, so it was great. But yeah, that morning, got on there, got my lane to
Flight of Passage.
Flight of Passage, yep.
You got it.
He shortened Lightning Lane to Lane.
Did I?
He's now surpassed us.
Yeah, that's right. Right away I got the Flight of Passage.
Good.
Because I just knew. I mean, people had been telling me they had emotional experiences. Not you, Landon, probably. Do you cry?
My wife does.
Yep.
My wife has come out of there with tears in her eyes.
And so I got that. And so we just hit Animal Kingdom. First thing we did was the Bugs Life one.
Oh, nice.
Tough to be a bug.
Which was, I remembered
your kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they
Our kids, I mean, props to them. They were all stars on this trip.
Your kids are built differently. Yeah. I'm already like I've had to take screaming kids out of that multiple times.
Landon has passed his anxiety off to his children.
Yeah.
When it comes to the scary rides.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like exactly. Like it's tough to be a bug.
Yep. And so then we did It's Tough to Be a Bug, and then we made our way over to the dinosaur, right? Which again, as we started to get on the ride, I had this moment of like, oh my gosh, is this ride is terrifying if I remember kind of right. Like if you're not ready for it. But then in my mind, as we were going at Universal, they have the Jurassic Park ride where the T-Rex comes at your face.
Correct.
And I had this moment of like, wait, is this that ride? Like I was like, my kids are going to be scarred forever. But that was a moment where my 4-year-old was like, I'm not afraid of anything. And they just did that ride and they crushed it.
That's fun. And this was, did you instruct him to get Genie Plus on this day or to go without it?
We were debating, and I was actually pushing a little bit towards maybe not getting, like, I think you can do it without. And then Chris was like, you know what? I think you just had such an appreciation for it after Magic. You went for it and you were glad that you did.
Yep. I was very glad I did. It changed. I mean, it's worth it.
I think if you can use it for one ride, it's worth it almost.
And it's probably a little cheaper at Animal Kingdom too. Sure.
Yep, it was cheaper at Animal Kingdom.
Did your kids hit up the Boneyard while you were in Dinosaur United States of America?
just for a little bit. Wasn't like...
Yeah.
You
let them taste it though.
Yeah, but we walked all around. We did Everest and...
What did the 8-year-old love Everest? Because that now we're talking like a real roller coaster.
I mean, and again, my 6-year-old, I mean, that my older kids loved the coasters. It was just, I was shocked.
So was it you and your 8 and 6-year-old?
Yep.
Okay.
And had this one, when you were at Animal Kingdom as a kid, been, this probably wasn't.
No, it wasn't there. Yeah. Yep. And it was unbelievable.
When the track runs out, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Were you like.
What's happening?
That was the best part about after every ride, me and the kids were like, oh my gosh, did you see that one moment that it happened? Yeah. And like, we were just like, it's like my kids were like legit humans for the first time. You know, like I wasn't their dad. I was their friend on this trip. Like that's how it was.
Did your wife get on Expedition?
She didn't get on Expedition. She's not a huge roller coaster person.
Well, so that works out then.
It worked out great. So yeah, it didn't feel like, and we did like the rider swap thing a few times. Good. Which was really helpful.
Good.
We did that on Flight of Passage.
Did you guys rock Magic Bands or anything while you were there? How did you guys use to check into these lanes?
Yeah, so we didn't use the Magic Bands. I basically just held on to all the cards, and I feel like if you're on a budget as a family and you don't want to worry about like a watch falling off a wrist or whatever, like just as the parent holding on to all the cards was really helpful.
Perfect.
Because it would have taken probably an extra 10 minutes every run for my kids to check themselves in.
Absolutely.
Tip number 7. That's if you're on a budget, skip the Magic Bands.
And were you a backpack carrier or fanny pack carrier?
I'm a fanny pack.
Yes. Guy.
Yep, that's right.
Now, are you shoulder sling fanny pack or waist fanny?
Shoulder.
Okay.
All day.
Almost.
Which changed the game. I recently got a fanny pack for free at a Timberwolves game, and it's changed my life. So
me too.
Yes. Were you with?
No, and it's not the Timberwolves one, but it's just a spot for my phone.
Yeah, it changed me. And so, it was the perfect thing for Disney, but we also had like our backpacks with snacks and all that kind of stuff.
You had a stroller. Yeah.
Yep. Stroller was a game changer.
What about over in Africa where we have the safari and Lion King? Did you guys hit up some of those?
Yep, we did the safari and we did Lion King. Because that was another thing that and we also went into the gorilla area and we got to see Gracie, the little, because our kids, like leading up to this trip, we just did tons of like looking at rides, and so they were just pumped and ready to go. And there's like a show on Disney Plus like about animals.
Yes, it's great.
Yeah. And so we got to see this baby gorilla that was in this show, and that was pretty fun.
Amazing.
But one of my favorite thing, my favorite shows actually was the Finding Nemo show.
Yeah!
I kid you not, some of these vocalists at Disney are freaks of nature.
See, it's about time, aside from sometimes Ben, that we have somebody on here that appreciates stuff like that.
Oh my gosh.
Say more.
It was...
We've we just to give you a little backstory here, we've drug that show through the mud for 3 years on this show. So I just go with what you're saying.
Yeah. Here. I mean, I'll just say the guy who played Crush was honestly one of the best vocalists I've ever heard in my life. I was like shocked, like, this is Disney World and you have like this amazing talent here. Of course you do. Like, it makes sense. Like,
yeah, but you're not necessarily expecting it.
You're not expecting...
This is kids' entertainment.
Yep. It could be a 2 out of 10 and people would still walk into that show. But for me, it was a 10 out of 10.
Wow. I experienced it for the first time a couple months ago. Yeah. And I felt that... I don't know if I'd give it a 10. I mean, I loved it, though. I really did.
Yeah.
But trying to tell Landon and Matt, they're like, yeah. You know.
What are we like?
Yeah.
What are we like?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just, you know, I'm just happy to hear that you liked it.
I loved it.
It used to be like a 45-minute show.
Is the
yeah, that's a
maybe
mistake.
That's where I got scarred. I was like, I can't. I'm like losing. When money I was,
yeah, here. All the shows are the perfect length if you do have little kids.
Yeah,
and so that was also cool.
Has the song "The Bubbles Big down. Blue World" been playing in your house at all?
Oh no, it hasn't.
You should check that out.
Should probably get on that.
I'm gonna find it.
Yeah.
Right. So we did the safari though.
Okay, Merlin over
there. Isn't that great?
Safaris. I remember the safari as a kid too, and that was awesome. We saw some great animals, and
that's about it on that.
Which one was your?
What else? What else did you see?
We saw a bunch of zebras.
And Pandora. What did you think walking into Pandora the first time?
That was next level. I couldn't believe the.
The floating mountains.
Yeah, just everything was just wow as you walk through the parks and
The state fair is going to feel a little dry this year.
No, for real.
No, I mean, floating mountains.
Well, especially the rides. Like, we usually do rides at the fair, and now I'm almost like, it's not even worth it because my kids are going to be like, this is boring. This sucks.
Can I just randomly ask, did you have appreciation for the bathrooms on this trip?
I sure did. I'm a bathroom guy. I drink a lot of water, H2O. But that is one thing I actually said to you, Ben, is the thing that my only critique was there wasn't enough water bottle fill-up stations.
Yeah, sure. There's not. I agree with you.
I sent this. Oh, go ahead.
But they recently added a bunch more.
Well, in the app, you can now search for refill stations, and they actually have them on the map for you. They didn't used to have that. But there's still not a ton.
Right. There wasn't. Yeah, there wasn't very many. So that was like my only.
That's a really good suggestion for Disney.
Yeah.
They have some rinkety old water fountains and you put your little bottle up to it, you're like missing
totally
you're missing the nozzle
and it just it tastes like metal.
Yeah, for sure.
It's good for you.
They're just trying to do you think they're trying to steer us towards the $4 water?
You can get free water almost anywhere.
Yeah, Landon, remember what I taught you?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, TJ. Walk up to a stand and
TJ will have drop couple. Thousands and thousands, but we'll be like, can I have a water cup please?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Amazing. That's what he's paid for with those.
Yeah, skimp on the things you want to skimp on, for sure.
Yep.
And how did you enjoy Flight of Passage?
Flight of Passage was awesome.
And all of... Wait, probably not your 2-year-old.
No, not the 2 and 4-year-old, but my wife got to go with my daughter, and then I got to go with my son. And great. That was... I mean, again, it's just like, everything is so thoughtful, and then even like the River Journey.
Navi River Journey.
Yep, Navi River Journey. That was another one. That
they did it all. Again, they did.
I mean, Animal Kingdom, it's a compact.
Do you remember roughly what time you got out of there? Because usually we feel really good about ourselves mid-afternoon, late afternoon there.
I mean, we basically just committed to like full days every time. Sure. So we pretty much took that. We got some, one of the meals we did is there's a barbecue spot right in Animal Kingdom as you're walking towards the barnyard, or the boneyard, sorry.
Kind of between Tough to Be a Bug and the Boneyard.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was called, but it was honestly like some of the best. It was so good.
And
the food was so good.
It was a quick serve, right?
Yep, it was quick serve and it was cheap. And I just felt so amazing as I ate it. Where is it? What's it called?
I don't remember.
Did you get some shredded pork?
Yeah, we got some Flame Tree Barbecue. So if you're in Animal Kingdom, Flame Tree Barbecue.
You see how fast he found that on the app.
Flame Tree.
Yeah, you can tell he's practiced.
That's Flame Tree Barbecue's debut on the show.
That's right.
You are next level in this podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
I feel so. Could you come back same time next week?
Yep, I'll be here.
Did you actually stay till park close that day?
Pretty much. Yep.
Did you see Pandora at night or not?
Oh no, we didn't. Because it's kind of hard to.
I set you up for failure. Yeah.
It's like, oh, anyway.
Ben's like, but I told you to.
Why didn't you listen?
Why didn't you listen to me? No, we didn't see it at night, but it was great.
All right.
And then you went back to Art.
Art. I want to get him to Hollywood.
You got your gluten-free pizza. You went to bed. Ben tucked you in. Ben woke you up.
Yep.
Is it
every night?
So now we're going to Thursday. Is that right? Thursday. This is your last full day.
Last full day.
Oh, it came too quick.
It really did.
And how did your kids do, you know, like when you go to Hollywood, did you kind of have your morning planned out? Like, okay, here's when we're going to go to the Skyliner. Here's when we got to wake the kids up.
Here's when we walk into Pop to wait in the Skyliner line.
Yeah. Yeah, we did have a plan, I would say, on Thursday. Oh no, that was the thing. So Animal Kingdom, we didn't get there at rope drop. We got there a little bit later.
That's all right.
Because even the Lightning Lane that we got and the Flight of Passage was a little bit later in the day. So we're just like, let's take our time.
Great.
It's the only day that we're going to do that. So yeah, we did have like a, and again, even Ben, to like, he was like, I think you're going to want to maybe get out of your room at like 7:30. You get to the bus, you know, or to the Skyliner by 7:35.
Send him the itinerary.
That's good.
But yeah, so this was the day as we walk up to the Skyliner, and it's like, oh, it doesn't look like there's a line. And then we get closer, and then it just curves around. Yeah.
Like, but weren't you impressed with how
it moves quickly?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it wasn't like, it wasn't a bad thing 10, at
15
all.
15 minutes, maybe.
Yeah, that's tops.
That's like, reason number 57 I love the Skyliner over buses is because once a bus fills and leaves, the line stops.
Yeah.
Like I would sit in a line for an hour if it kept moving. It's the stand, totally. Knowing that you're not going to move until.
Mm-hmm.
So great.
Well, and that was my other little qualm with the buses at Disney. Like it not being super easy with strollers.
It's a challenge.
And you would think there would just be an, I don't know what the answer is, but you know, if you're prepared for it, it's fine.
You have to fold them up anyways. So you were saying like maybe there's a spot for them the outside of the bus or under the bus or something.
Yeah,
that's
something
just quick,
like that.
Quick to access.
Yeah. But
you do, I mean, it is like, again, especially with a double stroller.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine those buses just with strollers?
Just like a bike
outside.
Rack. That'd it be could cool. be like that. Like how you put bikes on the outside of the bus.
Out. Sure.
I'm just saying.
All right. So you get to Hollywood. This is my favorite park, Chris.
Yeah.
Yep. What did you get at 7 o'clock for your Lightning Lane?
Oh, that is a good. Well, the first ride we hit was Mickey.
Great.
And Minnie's Runaway.
Nice.
Railway, but we didn't do Lightning Lane for that. Oh, no. Slinky. No.
You grew up Slinky right at 7 a.m.
He's looking at Ben.
I did get Slinky.
You got Slinky at 7 a.m.
I got Slinky at 7 a.m.
That's the right choice.
And then did you, what was the plan for Rise of the Resistance?
So I bought Lightning Lane for that as
individual,
well.
Yeah.
Yep. So basically I hit 7 a.m. I got Slinky Dog. Then I went to the Rise of the Resistance.
Well played.
Yep.
Great start of the day.
Yeah. Basically if you're paying for it, likely you can wait a few more seconds to get the ones that you're paying extra for.
Expert.
Number 8.
As opposed to. Yeah, grabbing the Slinky Dog.
Okay, hold on now. You walk into Hollywood. How great does it feel walking into Hollywood Studios?
Oh, it's
the
amazing.
The music, the kind of the vintage
trees.
Feel.
Yep. Yeah. Everything about it was just a breath of fresh air. And it was also like the hottest day at the parks too. And it wasn't even that hot, but it just like felt like you were in Hollywood.
The sun.
You felt like you were in Hollywood.
He was baking in Toy Story Land later in the day. I guarantee it.
That's right. Yeah, for real.
Now, is your family Toy Story fans?
Yes, big time.
What about Star Wars? Probably a little young. Are you a Star Wars guy?
I'm a Star Wars guy, but this was basically their first exposure to Star Wars.
Okay. You've seen movies.
Yeah.
Like TJ hasn't seen...
None?
Zero scenes.
No.
I've seen zero scenes.
He's gone.
Is that talked about on the podcast?
Yeah, well, he's gone a few times where he didn't even touch... Galaxy Edge property.
True.
Which is unbelievable because it's such a huge part of the
Remember
park.
When Conan O'Brien used to do the bits where he'd make fun of the Star Wars fans?
Yes. With the dog. puppet dog.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so you rope drop Mickey Minnie, is that what you said?
Yep, we sure did.
Okay, what did you think of that ride?
I mean, so we walk into that ride and it starts and we're like, oh.
It's a show.
This is it.
It's just a movie.
Like, it's just on a screen and I'm like, okay, But then there's the moment. I mean, are there spoilers on this?
No, go for it.
Yeah. Where just the screen just busts wide open.
And you walk through it.
And then
he's
the person
in the queue.
Yeah. And the, yeah, in the queue. So you think that that's the ride if you don't know. Like, I'm like, oh, this is it. And then we get into that, and that one is a ride that we still talk about.
It's a top three. Like, it's just, so good.
Like, over and over again, you're just shocked. You're just like, what the? You know, and you're dancing with Daisy, and you know, you're doing all the things. And
so good.
And so I would say Hollywood Studios had a lot of wow moments for us. I'm just like, wow, I can't believe how crazy this is.
Got a lot of top caliber rides there.
Yep.
And was that the only time you hit Mickey's that day?
Yep, we just did that. Yep, and then we kind of made our way over to Toy Story Land.
Walking into Toy Story Land as Toy Story
fans. Oh, my gosh. Oh. That is truly next level when you walk in there. And
Woody's greeting you.
All the things. And so, you know, we did a little alien saucer. Great. And just like...
It's a crowd pleaser.
Yep, and our four-year-old loved that kind of stuff. And yeah, and then we made our way...
Did you play Toy Story Mania?
We did do Toy Story Mania, which is also fun.
Really good that you did Buzz Lightyear first. Yeah. If you do Hollywood first on a trip and you do Toy Story Mania and you do the 3D shooting and then do Buzz Lightyear later, which used to be incredible, but it's like, oh, this is, you can feel like it's way older.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And our 4-year old crushed all of us at Toy Story Mania somehow.
That's oh, really? What? How many points? I'm
just 195,000.
And what did the kids and yourself think of Slinky Dog Dash?
I mean, that was so fun. It was, again, that was another one where we all just had Lightning Lane, so we didn't do the rider swap thing with that, but it was just amazing. I mean,
it's a fun coaster, isn't it?
Fun coaster.
When it first opened, I don't know, 6 years ago, there was no Lightning Lane, so my family and I waited 2.5 hours to ride that ride. But it's such a good ride.
It's worth it. Yeah. It's worth the wait, and I mean... It was also cool going to things that I remembered as a kid also. So the Muppet Show and Indiana Jones were two things that were iconic for me.
Those are top-notch nostalgic if you went as a kid because they haven't changed one bit.
Yep,
they use the same jokes. They run the same VHS tape.
Yep, exactly.
In Muppets 3D.
Yep, Muppets 3D. It was great. It was a nice... It's always just a nice change of pace to walk into a show for a little bit. You know, you sit down, you chill.
Having three boys and one girl, did you hit up the Frozen sing-along?
We did.
Okay.
Yep, our kids love Frozen.
Okay, great.
That was, again, a moment where I'm like, these people are incredible.
They're so good.
Like, incredible vocalists, great actors, really funny. That show was hilarious.
Too. It's really good.
Yes. Did you?
Landon hasn't seen it yet.
No, I have. I went.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I went.
You just grabbed my shoulder.
Yeah.
You're like my grandma right now.
No, you just
broke his arm.
I was cool.
Our mutual friend Dave fell asleep in that show.
Dave Holden?
Yeah. So you need to, next time you cross him in the hallway, say, you fell asleep during Frozen Sing-Along? I went on a podcast and complimented it very highly.
And the vocalists, too.
That's right. Yeah, he needs a nap every so often.
Wait, so Galaxy's Edge, first time walking in there.
Oh, wow. I mean, that, you feel like you're there. You're in Star Wars, which is pretty crazy. And, I mean, just all the attention to detail, every little thing is just... And one of the best... So I got the blue milk.
Good.
I did the non-alcoholic version.
Good.
Which was really tasty, really good. But then I got this coffee drink that had... Cocoa Puffs and this cream cheese cold foam on it that changed my life.
Wow.
That sounds very themed. Do we know what that's called?
Hold on, maybe I can find it.
Sorry, I didn't want to put you on
the
spot.
Now at
there.
Home, he puts Cocoa Puffs in his coffee.
Exactly. Every single day.
It's not quite the same when you're not at
home. He's
Hollywood
at the
Studios.
Office. Yeah. Chris, is that cereal?
Is that cereal
in your coffee?
You feeling right, buddy?
Hey, you okay?
He's got a spoon.
Yep, exactly.
And another mutual friend of ours, Josh, is a diehard.
Yes.
Star Wars guy. And he's been there before. Have you been able to just reminisce a little bit about that area?
Yes, I mean,
him?
He goes crazy for everything Star Wars. And
yes.
So,
and which rides sense. did you do both the rides? You did Rise.
We did Rise, which was like next level.
Yep.
I mean, the moment when you walk in and you see the stormtroopers.
for the first time.
Another spot where you're completely transported to another.
Exactly.
Had you guys watched the YouTube videos on that ride before going?
No.
Okay, so you didn't know what you're getting into.
I didn't know anything that I was getting into.
That makes it so fun.
That ride is just the best when you don't know what you're getting into.
Yeah, exactly.
So the whole thing was a surprise to you.
It was a surprise. And
a lot of up-downs, which is fun. You're going to go stand in this ride. Now you're going to walk through here.
That's what I love about it is it's like four rides in one.
Totally. Yeah.
So much different technology and different things they built around.
Had you seen pictures of the room when you see all the stormtroopers walk in?
No, I had not seen any pictures.
So what did you think when you opened the door, you saw 40 or 50 stormtroopers?
It was captivating. It was like you were just sucked into like a different universe.
And you're like, how did we get here? Because I know we were outside. We got on this ship, apparently flew through space, and now we're on another space. Like, what?
Yeah,
how did that happen?
Right. Yep, and the whole bit where they just like are like interrogating you and just like my kids just thought that was hilarious.
And what about Smuggler's Run? Did you ride?
We didn't end up doing Smuggler's Run. So this was a night where we were going to, I had a lightning lane for after Fantasmic ready to go, and it just wasn't in the cards. We were kind of just
did
like,
you end your trip with Fantasmic?
We did.
What a great way to end.
That's awesome.
What a great way to end.
Yep.
I don't know. Have we ever heard or said, I don't think we've ever had a trip on this show end with Fantasmic.
Have any of us been to Fantasmic since the show has started?
Not since
I did a year ago.
Okay.
And I raved about it.
Yeah.
Because
they changed
it. I mean, it's very, very good.
Yeah.
They've updated the characters in it. And
you didn't have you didn't have trouble finding a seat and everything like
that. No, we were basically like front row.
Wow.
And of course then like the water's hitting you. And so like, you know, our kids were kind of like cold and
whatever. Wait, wasn't there a little Disney magic there too for how you got your seats? Am I remembering that right?
I don't think so.
Okay. Or maybe I'm thinking
maybe not. Yeah.
Okay. I thought that was one where like you came in a little late and they like, kind of like, am I thinking of some
TJ? That happened to TJ once.
Did it?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, did happen, yeah.
Mixed trips.
My girls were crying.
Okay, it's called the Cold Brew Black Calf at Kat Sokka's Kettle in Galaxy's Edge.
Okay.
10 minutes later. Just,
yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you're
579.
He's been half here the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Rise was fine, but let me find this coffee.
Let me talk about the Cocoa Puffs.
So yeah, and I mean, like my daughter, one of her favorite things was Indiana Jones, which is pretty cool. And so,
yeah. Okay, you're at the end of your trip here. How are you doing right now at Fantasmic?
This is usually when my back starts to go.
Like, yeah, I mean, we're definitely. It's.
I'm not joking.
Yeah,
totally. I'm not old, but this is when I feel old.
I mean, it's pretty. It's pretty funny walking around the park, and you can see the parents who are they're done.
Yeah,
like they're at the end of their rope, and they like you can see the bags under their eyes, and they're just like not even seen anymore. and you're just like, oh, I feel for you, and. But one of the last things that we did at Hollywood Studios is me, my daughter, and my son, we hit up the Tower of Terror.
Yes, okay, yeah. I was going to ask.
And we did it at night,
yeah,
which was like next level awesome.
When you can see out.
Have you guys ever done? I don't know if I've ever done it at night.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've only done it at night.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah, and so, and that ended up being my son's favorite ride. He was on the Tower of Terror.
Your six-year-old?
My six-year-old.
Six-year-old, okay.
And what was crazy is I have really like vivid memories of going on that as a 10-year-old during the day. You know, it's all dark in there when you get up to the top and it's all light and that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But then getting up to the top and it being all dark and seeing all the lights from Hollywood was pretty next level.
That's cool.
That's awesome. Amazing.
That's fun.
That's such a great ride. In what a way. So was your final ride of the night?
Final ride of the trip. Yep. Final ride of the trip. And my son wanted to go on it again and again.
Did you guys ever do Rock and Roller Coaster, or is that closed?
It was closed.
Okay.
Well, I would say two dark horses at Hollywood Studios was the Lightning McQueen thing.
He's breaking down barriers on this show.
And that was, again, there was just different moments that connected with different kids. And so like my 4-year-old, that was so well done, the way that they do that. It's crazy.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen it. It's an immersive.
And I don't give it a lot of love.
Yeah, you don't get it a lot of. Yeah, no.
But you approved.
Yeah, I approved. It was immersive and fun, like a nice change of pace.
Which one of your sons loved it?
The 4-year-old.
Okay.
And our 2-year-old, because they love cars right now. That's kind of the thing.
Perfect.
So that was a dark horse for me. And then Star Tours.
Yes. Was actually
playing right into TJ's hand. Here.
That's right. We got into that. And I was like, oh, this is going to be lame. And it ended up being awesome. I loved
it. I call it the most underrated ride.
And I got put on the screen as like the person who was trespassing with my mustache. And like, oh my God. I looked, love it. It was total creeper moment.
That's fun. So fun.
Yeah. So yeah, we ended with Tower of Terror and that was amazing. And then we hit up Fantasmic and.
And then you headed back to Art.
Then we headed back to Art.
Oh, put man. The kids on the to Skyliner. Bed. Yeah. Put the
kids to bed.
Gluten-free pizza.
Ben tucked you in.
Yep, that's right. He sure did.
When you wish upon a star. And did you have a... What time was your flight out?
So our flight out the next day was 8 p.m.
Oh, wow.
And so we basically got a whole... And we did that intentionally just so we would have like a whole other day because we didn't have to think about dropping off a car rental. That's right. The other great thing about taking like a shuttle is you don't have to think about when you're dropping off your car rental.
So it probably picked you up at 5 or so. Yep. And so you hung out at Art all day?
Yep, we did a pool day and it was hot and it was like the perfect pool day and we basically just soaked up every second.
So so basically he ended with the resort day, which is Ben's latest
That's been what thing. I've been doing, yeah. Or I did once.
Yeah.
It was great.
Well, that's a great way instead of rushing out the next morning after a late night at Hollywood.
Yep.
Take it easy.
Yep, it was perfect. We were able to just like chill. And it felt like we had a whole day. I mean, it was a whole day. I mean,
yeah, 5 p.m.
And, you know, at the resort, they're able to keep your bags for you after you check out. We even asked for a later checkout. Don't hesitate to ask.
Don't hesitate.
And they got us a late checkout. It was great.
You went to the register. They said, close your eyes.
That's right. Close your eyes.
Boom. You get boom. 12 o'clock.
Ben, or Chris, man, what a great trip. To wrap it up, I mean, are you guys, you're probably still talking about this trip on a weekly, almost daily basis with your kids.
Yeah, pretty much. Just this morning we were talking about it. We were looking at pictures. And
how fun.
I mean, yeah, we'll be back. It's just a matter of when. We're thinking we would love for our younger kids to be a little bit older the next time we go.
Yeah, get them to that 8-6 year range.
Yeah, I think that's the move.
Yep.
But it was glorious. It was so good.
Any other takeaways or reflections?
He gave us like 9 tips.
Yeah,
I'm just giving them the chance. If there's any else?
Yeah, I just think if you got young kids, don't wait for all your kids to be the right age. I think like if you have an 8 and 6 year old and a 4 and 2 year old, go for the 8 and 6 year old because it's worth it. And then take the younger kids again later on in life if you can.
Tip number 10.
I'm looking forward to seeing how many, because you go once and you're like, maybe we'll go back in a couple of years. And maybe it's just every few years kind of a thing for people or whatever. But I've got a feeling he's going to be back more often than he thinks.
I hope so.
Even if you can get your kids down there a few times over the course of their, I mean, that's great. Yeah. You know,
because I love that we're going to go back and experience things that we didn't experience the first time. Like, it was a bummer to miss out on some things, but then it made us even more pumped.
Listen, you did great. Time. I mean, you didn't go to Epcot. Right. But in the parks that you went to, you did fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is quite impressive.
There's nothing more frustrating to me when a friend goes down there and they don't do it right.
Yeah.
And then they come back a little bit sour. And it's like, well, you didn't do it right.
Right.
If you would have done it right, you would have felt like it was a great experience and you got your money's worth.
Yeah.
And what's great is you still have a whole other park that you can experience for the first time with your kids next time.
Did you do that one as a kid?
Epcot? Yeah, but I don't remember it.
And it is a whole nother. I remember that always being my least favorite. It's a brand new park now.
Yeah.
And it's also not a brand new park.
It's still under construction.
Yes.
But we're getting closer.
Yeah.
What a show. If you enjoyed, if you're out there listening and you enjoyed Chris, you got to tell us.
Give us a 5-star review.
Well, give him a 5-star. Just let us know, because people let us know that, hey, where's Ben? We want more Ben. Right. If you want more Chris.
I ask that every morning, actually.
Where is he?
Ever since. I will leave my review for Chris right after
You're this. Standing at Starbucks in line. Ben, how do I get my drink faster? Yeah. This isn't.
Is there a lightning lane for Starbucks?
Mold Lord.
People would probably pay that. That's funny.
Oh, it's so good.
Wow.
Thank you, Chris, for coming.
Thanks,
Chris.
Thanks for having me. I'm so honored. I had so much fun. Good. You guys are fun.
Well.
Oh, did you ask me if you had fun doing this right now?
Yeah. Oh, you had a trip? Yeah. Did you have
give
fun
it,
on
give
your
it
trip?
A 1 through 10 rating. How much fun you had?
It was fun.
And with that, We're going to end the show. Remember, trip recaps. We don't do three questions. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Chris, Ben, TJ. I'm Landon. Talk to you next time.